I'm delighted now to welcome Camille Flores. She is the public editor at the Santa Fe New Mexican, and she's author of the new book, Santa Fe Icons, 50 Symbols of the City Different. And she will be speaking today, this evening, at Collected Works Bookstore here in Santa Fe at 6 in the evening, along with photographer Jean Peach, who contributed to this book. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, this is a book about Santa Fe icons, 50 symbols of the city different, and there's everything from turquoise to the rail yard district to the oldest church, 10,000 waves, the Virgin of Guadalupe, all old and new. How did you choose these 50?
Okay, well, first let me say that I couldn't choose an icon if I wanted to. The icons kind of choose you. I mean, they're icons because they're obvious. And so really the criteria, besides that there were to be no people named as icons, were simply that just in saying the name of the icon, it would automatically give you an image of Santa Fe.
Right.
And that would apply to people who have lived here for a long time or have lived here for generations, to people who are visiting the city, or to people who are newcomers.
And some of them are kind of sweet and amusing and not necessarily quite Santa Fe, like margaritas are in there. They're iconic, margaritas don't really come from here.
That's true. They come from San Antonio, Texas, from what I understand. But I guess sitting on a patio in the sunshine with a margarita is just something that you do when you come to Santa Fe. So the ideas for particular icons came from three sources, from the publisher, Globe Pequot Press. They're from Connecticut, but the acquisitions editor lived here for several years. Jean Peach, the photographer, and myself. And we worked for about a week to just cull a longer list and figure out. And we were asked to bring suggestions to the table as well. So we eliminated some, we added some, and no, the margaritas wouldn't have been on my list.
Right.
But I don't drink tequila, so maybe that's why.
Well, there's in the introduction, there's a really nice metaphor about fallen fruit,
yes,
which I thought was beautiful. Tell us that.
I wrote the introduction after I had written everything else, and I'm so glad I did because I think it really encapsulates the way I came to feel about the icons and what they meant to the people of Santa Fe and the people who were looking at us from someplace else. And also I have to include another element, the fact that we are in the midst of our 400th anniversary.
Right.
And sometimes that has just been a jarring experience for me because I'm the kind of person who will talk about Santa Fe at the drop of a hat, love to talk about Santa Fe, to share. And the reaction I would get from some people was just downright mean-spirited. You know, we don't want to hear it. Your history isn't something we ought to celebrate. And so,
what kind of people were saying this?
A lot of people. There are a lot of people who just think that anything that happened within the Spanish colonial era was necessarily bad. And I'm not judging good or bad. I'm just saying it's what we are. And to look at that and to celebrate what we can is our duty and our love as well. And then, you know, you'd have other people who have all the answers, people. We know this better than you do. And finally, I just came to the conclusion that everybody has a right to feel these things about Santa Fe because it's everybody's town. So I also realized the evolution that's taken place here in our culture. So how do you just take all these differing viewpoints and make them work for people so that they'll want to come together and discuss things? And here I think my job as public editor really comes to the fore, because I always try to provide a comfortable place for people to exchange ideas. That's the job of a public editor. So maybe this book could do something like that as well.
And so, tell us about the apricots.
So, it's really funny, but you know, I'm sure you know this. Sometimes when you do your best writing, you don't really plan it. You just get a vision or a visual. I'm not a visionary. Right. But I did get this visual of apricot trees, which apricot trees are my favorite trees, and it's my favorite fruit. And the story that I tell in there about public fruit is a true story. I'm one of these people who really did just run past this tree with fruit all over the ground, thinking I couldn't take any of it because it wasn't mine. And then I heard the public fruit rule, which says that any fruit that falls on public property, like a sidewalk, belongs to everybody. And I sort of developed that into a metaphor for a cultural feast. And just thinking that if everybody would just be so kind as to approach it that way, they could bring to the table whatever they like, and they could take to the from the table everything they would like. And
I love that, because there is a lot of, and you know, with reason and with history, there's a lot about cultures being co-opted and cultures being stolen from each other. But the fact is, it's very hard to contain cultural ideas and expressions. People just take them up and use them.
Absolutely. You can apply that same idea to an artifact, too. So is Santa Fe going to become a museum? Or is Santa Fe an evolving culture? Of course it's an evolving culture. I had a wonderful college professor who used to talk about the folk all the time, saying that all the truth in the world came from the folk of a culture. And they couldn't be categorized as only existing between 1650 and 1750. I mean, they're still here. We are the folk now, and we're still developing and deciding and growing together, apart. I mean, it's just a beautiful network, and it can be. So we need to work together on the next 400 years of Santa Fe.
The next 400 years, think yes. of it. We're talking to Camille Flores about the book Santa Fe Icons, 50 Symbols of the City Different. And it was fun to read it because, I mean, it's a very beautiful picture book, and the photographs are fantastic.
Gene did a beautiful job.
Yeah.
Gene and I are both professionals of long standing in Santa Fe. And I first met Gene way back when I worked for New Mexico Magazine, and he was the photographer often for a particular article or cover that we were doing. And so we sort of let each other have our space. We didn't tag around with each other to coordinate, so to make sure that his photographs fit my text or vice versa. So it was wonderful to see how this came together, because his vision of Santa Fe and mine differed in some places. But when you put the two together on the page, they made perfect sense. They were just great. They complemented each other. So that was fun to notice that. And people comment all the time about beautiful the book is. And then I always say, yeah, but I hope you'll read it too.
Absolutely. Well, I was wondering, having read them, I mean, all these 50 icons, did you learn anything while you were doing it that was really new and surprising to you?
Yes. And the first question that people usually ask me is, which was your favorite icon? But I love all the icons because they all hearken to some experience that I've had in Santa Fe, so they're wonderful things for me. But the ones that I learned the most on and that caused me to go off an entirely unanticipated learning experience, reading new books that I wouldn't have thought to pick up before, those are the ones. And the ones that I can think of right off the top of my head that have to do with Santa Fe around the age of statehood. When an entirely new population was here, and what they did and how they did it was very exciting. I didn't know anything about, other than where it was, the School of Advanced Research. I had been 1,000 times in the Museum of Fine Arts, sat in I don't know how many concerts in St. Francis Auditorium, without actually understanding the significance of those buildings and what they represented to the cultural preservation that would go forth from that period. So there was new names to learn, and it just became exciting. I think I've ended up reading maybe 12 books, not on that particular era, but on icons that expanded my view of those. And that was after I wrote the book.
Right.
Yes, so if the book serves that purpose to people who read it, I will consider it a great success.
Is there anything that you felt like was left out now that it's published?
Ooh. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, two people, and it's really funny. They both came up with icons that they were very upset about. Not upset, but they truly did wonder. They were sincere why they weren't in the book. One of them was the Santa Fe River.
Ah.
And I said, not yet. If you
wait till there's
stood
water
on
in
the
it?
Plaza, that would be a first. That would be the first step. Well, this person is really involved with bringing back the river. I said, and that's well and good, but it's not an icon yet. The Rio Grande is going to overshadow that for many years to come until, if I was in San Antonio, I would say the river immediately, right, because that's the thing that draws all the people together. And here, if it's revived, and a culture builds around the river, that'll be the time when it should be an icon. The other one was, and this is a huge town favorite, and I really understand that, but it was the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market that we just had. And that was another thing that I said, possibly, but not yet.
Right.
Because it has an enormous following, but that doesn't really make it a Santa Fe icon. In
it hasn't been around long enough.
Hasn't been around long enough. And when it's in competition for icon status with things like the Spanish Colonial Art Market or for the Indian Market, there's just no contest.
Right. Or even Jackalope, which has been around for decades.
Which is in the book.
I know.
I know. So there will come a time when Santa Fe will put its unique stamp on the International Folk Art Market instead of the other way around. And
right,
then maybe, you know, it could be icon status.
Camille Flores is the author of the book Santa Fe Icons, 50 Symbols of the City Different, and she will be speaking along with photographer Jean Peach, who also worked on this book tonight at Collected Works Bookstore at 6 o'clock. She is also the public editor in the Santa Fe New Mexican. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. This is fun.
And thanks for this great book, which is a gift to Santa Feans and visitors alike.
That was a very nice thing to say. Thank you.